Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Aries over the weekend, so we're talking about doing things with the home and family at the heart of your actions and plans. Now today is great for a party, a barbecue, a reunion, well, whatever way that you want to fulfill this lovely domestic energy around you now. Bit of a celebration? And connected with a relative or someone you love. Here's your Sunday stars. A more difficult today with home and family affairs is somebody putting the screws on you psychologically or emotionally. It could well be because there are difficulties that manifest from a home or family situation very different to yesterday, which was light and bright. And yet today there is something that is repressing you and holding you back. Or, perish the thought, are you doing that to somebody else? Well, please stop. And here's your Monday stars. The moon is going to square Mars. The difficulty with this is problems in a relationship or a partnership. Now, that can be work, it can be business, it can be anything on that level. Mars is domineering and somewhat controlling, and when you put the moon in it, it means there is this feeling of being held back by somebody in some way. Could be physically, could be sexually, it could be all kinds of things. It's time to break free. And here's your Tuesday stars. The problem with Mars squaring Uranus is anything can happen, and it probably will, but not necessarily for the best. So you need to avoid a situation or a person who you know to be out of control or extreme in their views and fanatical in their actions. You see, you could get dragged into their funny games or silly shenanigans. And the only trouble is, who'll get the blame? Could be you. Here's your Wednesday stars. Good day. Potentially, when you get Mercury and Saturn linked together, clear thinking, solid thinking, and you back your choices and decisions and facts with knowledge, because you've gone into something, and that is a true positive Capricorn thing to do. Go into something with a fine-tooth comb, and you won't lose out because you're on firm intellectual ground. Here's your Thursday stars. Now Mars leaves your seventh house of relationships today and moves into your eighth house. It means that the next 2 years, there's a big new dawn breaking, almost like the phoenix rising from the ashes. It's regenerative and it's empowering, but deep down within, psychologically. Mars can be difficult because he is the planet of fire and is very macho. The thing is, over the next couple of years, make it easy on yourself by being kind to yourself. And here's your Friday stars. Yesterday, Mars moved into your eighth house, and check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it's very important. It's a big new psychological change over the next couple of years. But today is when you start to break down the old routines and habits that have perhaps trapped you and held you back. You see, this is Sun square Uranus, where you want independence. Where are the most likely problems gonna come? Well, in a tired relationship or anything to do with a severe home or family situation.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.